that's painful for the facts of the palpable facts of the contributions that the extreme right wing in Israel has contributed to provocations has not received the kind of prominence with respect to coverage that would make Palestinians and their supporters, such as myself, feel easy about the world clearly understanding what all of the issues are.
Well, let me ask a little bit about some of those points, because we heard it earlier this month from a Birmingham native who lives in southern Israel, just 3 miles from Gaza, and she says, look, we were enduring rocket fire from Gaza. We're simply defending our people. What do you say to that?
The rocket fire, indiscriminately aimed as it is, so that the chances are that it's going to hit civilians, of course, is unconscionable. It can't be rationalized. However, I do recognize the fact that oppressed people and suppressed people have a right to defend themselves, but not in that way. It's important to understand, like with the IRA in Ireland, there is a militant wing and a political wing, and they don't often always agree, and this is the case with Hamas. The worse the Israelis turn the screw on the Palestinians, especially in Gaza and also the West Bank, the more militants who believe not only in legitimate armed struggle but illegitimate armed struggle are able to, if you will, control the direction in which the general struggle for freedom and equality goes.
How do you think Palestinians see Hamas?
Palestinians who live amongst Hamas and Hamas who live amongst Palestinians understand that there is a militant wing and there is a political wing. And the fact that Hamas, for a variety of reasons, over the years became intensely political to the point that in the mid-2000s, they jumped into the political fray with both feet. And their platform, social platform, not the platform of kill, 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 that's the militant wing, but the political wing was so compelling that they won the majority of the seats in the Palestinian Legislative Authority. They won it fair and square in an election that Jimmy Carter's people and the rest of the West admitted was a fair and square and free, open election, which the West and Israel had demanded. Well, what happened? Hamas got the majority of the votes. But that wasn't the party that the West, certainly the United States, or at least the United States government, wanted to see in power. So what did we do along with Israel and the rest of the West? We supported the undermining of this legitimately elected government to the point that most of the Hamas legislatures have been rounded up and locked away in Israeli prisons. This is a real beef that the Palestinians have, and no wonder that they have a great feeling for Hamas.
I did want to bring one more issue here with regard to the death toll during the conflict, because it certainly has been lopsided there. 13 Israelis compared to about 1,300 Palestinians. Mm-hmm. Now, those backing Israel say that Hamas leadership in Gaza are not protecting their people, in fact, that they're intentionally hiding behind civilians. How do you see this?
I don't doubt that they're perhaps that they are dispersing themselves in the cities. Where else are they going to do it? But how do you protect your people from F-16s, tanks, huge guns and what have you when your armament is a few mortars and rockets and rifles? The fact of the matter is you don't. You go to ground, you hide out, and you really wait until it blows over.
What sort of attitudes do you hear from Palestinian civilians toward Israeli civilians?
Palestinians are like people everywhere. They're confused and hurt by the actions of the government, of the adversarial governments that are occupying them. Most Palestinians, we're not talking about extremists now. They care and they mourn and they regret the pain and suffering of the Israeli man, woman, and child in the street as they do their own. And this is not just me making some sort of lofty, bleeding heart statement. The fact is that there are many joint Israeli-Palestinian organizations devoted to nonviolence and devoted to living together, working together, and even as a single or a coalesced polity. And this is a story that may not be so well understood.